This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the close plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. The Prime Minister also highlighted that work should be done for global regulations, for cyber security, safe and secure AI. He said that there are a lot of expectations from BRICS in view of the new challenges of cyber security, deepfake and disinformation in the age of technology. The Prime Minister observed that this BRICS summit is taking place at a time when the world is in the midst of many challenges, including war, conflict, economic uncertainty, climate change and terrorism. There is also talk of North-South and East-West divide in the world. He said India is in support of dialogue and diplomacy and not war. He further said the BRICS is capable of creating new opportunities for a safe, strong and prosperous future as it defeated COVID-19 together. The Prime Minister added that containing inflation, ensuring security in food, energy, health and water sectors are priority issues for all countries. He said BRICS as a diverse and inclusive platform can play a positive role on all issues, and in this context the approach should remain people-centric. Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi submitted her nomination papers before the returning officer of the Wayanad parliamentary constituency in Kerala this afternoon. By-poll in the constituency will be held on the 13th of next month along with Chelakara Reserved and Palakkad Assembly constituencies. In Maharashtra, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party have announced the names of the candidates for the upcoming Legislative Assembly elections. Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in the national capital was recorded at of 367 at 12 noon. In a related development, the Supreme Court today said that the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM Act provision on penalty for stubble burning is not being implemented. Meanwhile, Additional Solicitor General ASG Aishwarya Bhatti, representing the centre, assured the court that rules will be finalised within 10 days and the Act will be made fully operational. Centre today rolled out the second phase sale of Bharat brand Chana Dal through National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited, VANS, in New Delhi. During the flagging off ceremony of the VANS, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi said that the Bharat Chana Dal will be available at 70 rupees per kilogram and Chana at 58 rupees per kilogram in the Kendriya Bhandars, mobile vans, NAFED, e-commerce platforms and big chain retails. The severe cyclone storm Dana is most likely to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra of Odisha coast in the late night of tomorrow or early morning of Friday. The wind speed of Dana will be 100 to 120 km per hour during the landfall. The Met Department has said the depression over the east central Bay of Bengal has turned into a severe cyclonic storm this morning. As the severe cyclone is likely to affect the Bhitarkanika National Park and the Kendrapara district of Odisha, the forest officials are taking all precautionary measures to save the animals and many other species of flora and fauna in the national park. Talking to media in New Delhi, NDRF DIG Mohsen Shahidi said four teams have been kept in reserve in West Bengal. He added that preparations have been made in Andhra Pradesh's Vizag as well. In hockey, the first match of the bilateral series between India and Germany is underway at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi. Germany was leading 1-0 when reports last came in. For Germany, Hendrik Martens hit the goal. This series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.